Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspiration. Today I would like to share an incident that happened as we were just entering with the car into Vrindavan. We went over Varshana, and on one of the side roads which we took, death had suddenly struck a bridge busi down. There were around 50 to 70 people around him mourning. And one person from the crowd came over to us and informed us, brain hemorrhage. Now there are 9 children, 8 young girls and 1 boy, and 1 cow that is left behind and needs to be taken care of by the village. This reminded me of a saying from the Buddha. Buddha was once asked, what's the greatest mistake that a human being can do? And he answered, the greatest mistake which we human beings do is that we think we have time. At any moment, the end could come close, like in that case with the man. When Lord Rama was finally successful to slay the demon Ravan, he told Lakshman, go to Ravan. He's after all one of the greatest scholars of the Vedas this universe has ever seen, and asked him for his advice. You can learn something from him. So Lakshman came to Ravan, and that great warrior who knew the whole Vedas but whose heart was set against the Lord said with a faint voice, I will tell you what is real power, but this power is not with the human being. Real power is if the son always outlives the father. However, we find in this world that we have absolutely no control over our death. Look at me and understand. Use your time properly. The end is always stalking or walking behind us. And then Ravan closed his eyes. Yes, this is a theme which runs through the Vedic scriptures, that we human beings, in fact all beings, are just walking with each step closer to our physical death. And for a spiritual person, this is a reminder, an inspiration, a motivating force to use his time consciously. Yes, the greatest miracle in this world is that we see around us death taking the life of every living being, but still we think we will be eternally here. A person who is conscious will not become dejected. I request you to sit for a moment and think about your own brief stay here. When you can be during this time together with Krishna, with Radha, in your mind, then you are on the path of deathlessness. In the Vrajvilashtava, there's a description about the beloved maidservants of Srimati Radharani. They consider themselves as dead and feel almost like dead when even for a moment they are not able to see Sri Radha. This means that real life is to spend our time with Radha and Krishna, especially in this month of Kartik, and this will be our deathlessness. And even when death comes at an unexpected time, there is nothing to worry, because we are just experiencing another sunset in our life. The sun, however, will soon rise. Hopefully it will rise on the banks of the Yamuna. Hopefully we will join Krishna again. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.